So I shall suppose that some malicious, powerful, cunning demon has done all he can to deceive me. I shall think that the sky, the air, the earth, colors, shapes, sounds, and all external things are merely dreams.
I've been having these reoccurring dreams? More clear in my mind than any foggy childhood memory.
Do you remember what to do when you get in there?
I was just supposed to find someone to swap with.
Malachi Ezekiel, correct?
Correct.
Then I make a friend.
Noah? My name is Noah.
I learned as much as I can about their life.
One of the 13 just died.
Their habits, their family.
It's just been a while.
Who they are.
Dad wants me to replace the member of the 13 who just died.
And I report back.
Good.
Are you sure this is a good idea? There's nothing else going on up there.
Nothing.
I'm not going to sit around and wait while she's out there stealing my life from me.
I will do anything, and I mean anything, to keep her safe.
But I think it's wrong. This is someone's life you're messing with.
What proof do you have that he's actually on your side?
God! Noah, I thought you'd be on my side about this.
In my dream, I'm standing in a field of flowers. And this field just goes on.
You're standing in front of a mirror. Everything else around you is darkness.
I always find myself walking. I don't remember how or why, but I always end up walking through this field of flowers, and I always come across a girl.
You can walk forward.
I always notice her before she notices me, but she always does. She always looks down at me from across the field, and it's then that I notice she looks like me.
You walk forward through the infinite maze of yourself,
and she always looks at me for a really long time. And then she says, Noah, have you ever wondered why you're here?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Why are you here?